Welcome back for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be exploring this play called Creation Story Verbatim.
Okay.
And it takes this like really interesting, comedic, but also insightful look at the whole creation story. You'll find that it's quite a departure from how we normally think about these narratives.
Right.
Instead of like, you know, the big booming voice from the heavens, we've got the Lord and the Archangel Gabriel just hanging out at the top of Mount Sinai.
In a tent.
In a tent, yes. And not just any tent. This is a tent with some seriously questionable taste. Think like bargain bin biblical epic.
Yeah, it's like that unexpected setting that really makes this play so...
I think so, And I think it's so smart how the playwright reimagines these, you know, monumental figures.
Right.
But in this really relatable, even flawed way. It kind of opens up these new ways of looking at their relationship, their doubts, and their role in this whole, you know, creation thing. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And the play, it doesn't waste any time in introducing us to the Lord's, let's call it an existential crisis.
Yeah, a little bit of an existential crisis.
She's lost some of her power. Yeah. Like, she can't part the seas anymore or make burning bushes.
Yeah, no more grand spectacles.
Right, no more grand spectacles.
That's kind of a bummer for her.
Yeah, she's feeling a little insecure about it.
Yeah.
She even jokes about changing her name to, like, John.
Just to be more like John Wayne.
I know. It's so funny. It's such a brilliant way to introduce this, like, central theme of the play, which is, like, this evolving relationship between the Lord and humanity.
Right.
Excellent.
Yeah. She's not that distant, all-powerful figure that we always kind of, you know, imagine.
Yeah.
She's invested. She wants to connect.
Yeah.
But she's also frustrated.
Yeah, totally. And speaking of wanting to connect and being frustrated, we've got Gabriel.
Ah, yes.
He's like the embodiment of human fascination.
He is. He's constantly asking questions.
Yes.
About humans. Why they do the things they do.
Right.
What their purpose is.
Exactly.
The big questions.
He won't even eat his dinner.
Which, by the way, is lamb's eyes.
I know.
It's a recurring gag throughout the play.
Hilarious.
It's more than just a gag, though. I think it symbolizes his, you know, unwavering curiosity.
Yeah.
He wants to understand. He's not content with just blind faith.
Right.
He wants the deeper meaning behind it all.
He wants to know it all.
He does.
And that's what leads to this pretty major revelation.
Yeah.
Humans have a third brain.
A third brain. Not something you hear every day.
Not something you hear every day.
Right. The Lord explained it was like this total accident.
I know.
A bacterial infection she, you know, kind of caused during a visit to Earth.
Oops.
Oops.
A little mistake.
Yeah, a little cosmic oops moment.
So it's like a fascinating concept.
It is. It's like this accidental gift. It's like a biological anomaly that could lead to something really remarkable.
Yeah, but the play kind of reveals that, you know, humans aren't exactly living up to that.
Not quite.
Potential.
No, right. They're not quite there yet.
So instead of using this third brain for, like, you know, some grand evolutionary leap.
Right, like you would expect.
Right.
Right.
They're focused on fashion and social status.
Yeah, all the trappings of modern life,
well,
you know.
Bank stuff.
It's like they've been given this incredible tool, but they're using it to build, like, you know, sandcastles.
Yeah.
It's a little disappointing.
It's a little disappointing.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, guys. You got a third brain.
I know.
Do something with that.
You would think they would do a little more with it.
And this is where I think it gets even more interesting.
Okay.
Because then the Lord reveals that angels, even though they seem like, you know, they're higher up than humans, they can't evolve.
Yeah. They're stuck. No evolution for those guys.
No evolution for the angels.
It makes you wonder, what does it actually mean to evolve?
Right.
Is it just biology? Or is there something more to it?
Yeah, like a spiritual element to it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the play seems to suggest that it's definitely the latter.
Yeah.
It's like humans with all their messy and unpredictable stuff, they can change.
Yeah. They have this capacity for growth that even the angels, with their perfect wings and halos, just don't have.
Exactly.
And that's where the Lord's attempts to guide humanity become like front and center in the play.
Yes.
She talks about all these different things she's tried, you know,
to
get humans on the right track.
I know.
Giving them instructions after the whole Garden of Eden thing.
Right.
Sending messengers, even considering becoming a movie star.
I love that part.
It's hilarious.
And she tells it all with this, like, this mix of humor and also, like,
Yes.
Frustration.
Frustration.
It's like, oh, you guys.
She's like, come on, people. I've given you all the hints.
And the things she talks about, it's mm-hmm. this crazy mix of like mundane stuff.
I know.
And then these really profound ideas.
It's a wild ride.
She talks about proctology
mm-hmm.
and fashion trends in Istanbul.
Yeah.
And then the importance of bingo.
Yeah.
You just never know what's coming next.
It's brilliant. I think those, you know, those seemingly random anecdotes.
Yeah.
They really emphasize this core message of the play, like the absurdity of it all.
Right.
The unpredictable nature of creation.
It's like even the Lord is struggling to make sense of it all sometimes.
I think so, yeah.
And this is like maybe the most obvious in this scene where she's trying to explain
The
meaning of life.
Yeah, the meaning of life. To Gabriel.
To Gabriel.
No less.
Yeah, I know. And the analogy that she uses.
Yeah, what is it?
A roller coaster ride.
Oh, yeah.
On the Matterhorn at Disneyland.
The Matterhorn. That's perfect.
It is.
It's so perfect. It totally captures the play's whole approach to these like philosophical questions. You know, life is like that roller coaster.
It is. It's full of ups and downs, unexpected twists and turns.
You never know what's going to happen next.
And that's where we see that humor and depth again.
Always the humor and the depth.
But ultimately, after all of these stories and analogies, what is the Lord's final...
What is the big takeaway?
Message
to
humanity.
It's surprisingly straightforward. Just be what you are and do what you do.
Wow.
Right.
That's pretty unexpected.
I know.
Especially after everything that came before it.
All that buildup.
It's so open-ended.
Yeah, it's pretty open-ended. And that's the brilliance of it.
What are we supposed to make of that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to make of that? It's up to us. Is this resignation, acceptance, something else entirely?
Right.
You know, does it say something about free will?
Right.
The choices we make.
Yeah. It's so different from what you'd expect.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not what you'd expect.
Like, it's not a thundering pronouncement.
No.
From a divine being.
Not at all.
So where does this leave us? Where do you think this leaves us?
I think for me, what really stands out is how the play explores this idea of the creative process itself.
Interesting.
You know, the Lord's struggles to guide humanity.
Yeah.
It's like any artist's challenges.
I see that.
You have the vision, but then the reality of execution.
Right.
It's messy.
Yeah. It's like, what does it mean to create something that actually has free will?
Exactly. Right. And especially when it's making choices you don't necessarily agree with.
I know. It's so true.
So yeah, the play doesn't give us the answers, really. It gives us a flawed creator.
Yeah.
A very confused angel. And humanity... that's capable of great things, but also gets distracted by the silliest things.
Like fashion.
Like fashion.
Yeah.
Exactly.
When they have the key to the universe, potentially.
Right.
In their third brain. Yeah. It's like, what are you doing, guys?
I know.
Come on.
Come on.
I think what the play is trying to say is that meaning isn't just given to us.
Right.
It's something that we actually create.
It is. Through our choices and how we act and what we do.
Yeah. And that's where the humor comes in.
Yeah. The humor is so important.
It helps us not take ourselves too seriously.
Exactly. We can laugh at the absurdity of it all.
Yeah.
But without, you know, forgetting the importance of what we're talking about.
Right. It's like this balance between heavy stuff like...
Yeah. There are some heavy themes there.
Evolution.
Rewill.
The nature of God. You know.
Yeah. All that.
But it never feels preachy.
Never preachy.
It's like it's inviting us to come along on this search for meaning.
Yeah.
It's not saying, here's the answer.
Right.
It's more about, like, let's explore these questions together.
Exactly.
What do you think? So it's not about having the answer. It's about asking the questions.
It is. And that's a really powerful message.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Like, we're not just receiving this knowledge passively.
Right.
We're part of the story.
We are.
Of creation. And it's ongoing.
We're active participants.
We're active participants.
Yeah.
Which makes this a real deep dive.
It does.
Not just into this source material.
Yeah.
But like into our own
ideas.
Assumptions about the world.
Our own beliefs.
I think that's what makes this place so thought-provoking.
It stays with you.
It's funny. It's absurd.
Yeah.
But it makes you feel this like sense of wonder.
You walk away and you just think, what if?
What if?
What if we have more power than we think?
Yeah. What if we really are co-creating this whole thing?
Yeah. It's an amazing thought.
That is a really amazing thought.
Yeah.
It makes you want to, like, I don't know,
Yeah.
Put down your phone, look
or
around.
Go by the sky.
Yeah.
Actually engage with the world.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, maybe ask yourself, what would I ask the Lord about creation?
Wow. Now there's a question to ponder. What would you ask?
It's a good one.
If you could ask the Lord one question, something to think about for sure. And if you want to explore this more, you can check out Creation Story Verbatim.
Absolutely.
I highly recommend it.
It's a wild ride.
It's a wild ride.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Buckle up. Yeah. It really gets you thinking about, like, searching for meaning, you know?
Yeah.
In this world, that's pretty chaotic.
Yeah, totally. And I think what's so interesting is that the play doesn't come right out and tell you, like, here's the answer.
Yeah.
It's much more...
It's a lot more nuanced than that.
Yeah.
Kind of like embraces the fact that life is ambiguous and complex.
Yeah. It's almost like the play is saying like...
Yeah.
Even the Lord's figuring things out, you know?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
So don't expect a simple answer.
Exactly.
Just like embrace.
Embrace the mystery.
The mystery.
Yeah. And I find that really refreshing.
Me too.
It's kind of empowering.
Yeah.
Because you realize that it's okay to not have all the answers.
Yeah.
That the search for meaning.
Right.
That's the journey. Yeah. That's not the destination.
Exactly. And that journey in this play is like you know, paved with humor.
Yeah, lots of humor.
Yeah. And this like self-awareness even.
Oh, totally.
Like the Lord is not afraid to
like,
you know, make fun of herself a little bit.
She owns her flaws.
Yes.
Her uncertainties.
It's not about being perfect.
No, not at all.
It's about
Being real.
Being real.
Yeah, showing that human side of creation.
Yeah, and that human element really comes through in Gabriel.
Oh, absolutely.
He's not just like...
He's not just a messenger.
A puppet, you know?
No, he's got his own thoughts.
Yeah, he's in the conversation.
He's pushing back.
Yes.
Challenging the Lord.
I was like, but why though?
Yeah, because that's what makes her think.
Drives the play.
He does.
Yeah, we see the world.
Yeah.
Through his eyes.
Yeah.
Like how strange.
All the wonder and absurdity.
Yeah. And that's highlighted.
Yeah.
By the play's language.
Yeah.
The images.
The images.
Lamb's eyes. John Wayne.
The Matterhorn. It's like you never know what's going to come next.
It keeps you guessing.
It really does. And it's all while talking about these like big ideas.
Big ideas.
Yeah.
It's profound.
Yeah. But also so mundane.
Yeah, it's the best combination.
I think so too.
I think it lets us
approach
those big questions about creation and, you know, the meaning of life.
Yeah, with a sense of humor.
Yeah, with a sense of humor.
And open-mindedness.
Yeah, be open to it all.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the play's like, hey.
Yeah.
Don't take yourself too seriously.
Don't take yourself too seriously.
It's messy.
Yeah, life's messy.
It's weird.
Full of contradictions.
But that's what makes it.
But that's what makes it so great.
Great.
Embrace it.
Embrace it.
Yeah.
And I think it also shows that, like, within that strangeness, there's potential.
There is.
Like, the possibility for growth.
Yeah, and change.
And, you know, evolution.
Voluntary evolution.
Voluntary evolution.
Yeah, exactly.
So, for you, the listener, what does this all...
Yeah, why should you care about this play?
I mean, why should you care about this?
Especially one that's so different.
That's so unconventional.
Because it's not just about the creation story.
Okay.
It's about our own stories.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, life and how we deal with it.
The choices we make.
Yeah, the choices we make. How we find meaning.
Yeah.
When it feels like everything's chaotic.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like the play is a mirror.
Yes.
It reflects our struggles.
It does.
Our doubts.
Yeah.
Our brilliance.
Yeah.
And our absurdity.
Yeah, absolutely.
All at once.
And in that reflection, we might see our own potential, you know?
Yeah.
For growth, for transformation.
Yeah. So much to think about.
Yeah.
So much to unpack.
A lot to unpack.
But one thing's for sure.
Yeah.
Creation Story Verbatim is like a reminder.
Yeah.
That creation isn't over.
Yeah.
It's happening right now.
It's happening all around
in every choice we make.
Exactly. And the ending.
Yeah.
It's as open-ended as the Lord's final message.
Like, what happens next?
Yeah. What are humans going to do now?
I know.
What choices will they make?
It's like to be continued.
To be continued. Yeah. And that's the perfect ending.
I think so.
Because the real journey begins when we close the book.
Yay.
Or turn off the podcast.
Turn off the podcast
and
go live our lives.
Oh, exactly. Go live our stories.
Yeah. It's like we get to decide you know,
yeah,
what happens next.
Write our own stories.
Exactly.
I love that.
And that really connects with that idea of agency.
It does.
That we have, like,
yeah,
we're not just watching this happen.
No, we're not passive.
You're part of it.
We're in it. We're shaping.
It's like co-creating.
Yeah.
And that's where that message,
right,
that simple message.
Just be what you are and do what you do.
Yeah.
It takes on like a whole new meaning.
It does.
You yeah. know?
It's not about like...
It's not about giving up.
Giving up.
No, it's about like really owning...
Owning it.
Who you are.
Yeah.
What you're good at.
Using your gifts.
Yeah, making a difference.
Making a difference.
Yeah.
It's like realizing...
Yeah.
That even the little things matter.
Yeah. The smallest things can have this like...
I know.
Little effect.
It's crazy to think about.
It is. It's like butterfly wings, you know, right. Causing a hurricane.
And it all comes back to that question that we asked earlier.
The big question.
If you could ask the Lord one question.
Yeah. About creation.
What would it be?
What would it be? I'm thinking now after this play.
Yeah.
What's my part in this?
Oh, that's good.
What role do I want to play in this creation story?
That's a question we all have to ask ourselves.
Yeah.
Right?
I think it's personal.
It is super personal.
But it's important.
It is, because it changes how we live our lives.
Absolutely.
Our choices, the actions we take.
Yeah, the legacy we leave behind.
Our legacy.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. But this play doesn't give us the answers.
No.
But it does.
But it gives us a new way of seeing things.
Yeah, like a new lens.
Yeah, a new lens.
For how we see the world.
Yeah, for how we see ourselves.
And ourselves.
Yeah.
Embrace the mystery.
Embrace the mystery.
Laugh at the absurdity.
Laugh at it all.
Find the joy.
Find the joy.
And maybe maybe we'll realize.
Maybe we're capable of more.
We can do more.
Than we ever thought possible.
Than we ever thought possible. So.
I know.
To our listener.
As you go about your day.
Remember the Lord's advice.
Just be what you are and do what you do.
But do it with intention.
With intention.
Purpose.
Purpose.
And wonder.
And wonder.
Because you're part of something bigger.
Much bigger.
You're a character.
You're writing your story.
In this creation story.
Yeah, the pen's in your hand.
The pen's in your hand. Until next time.
Keep diving deep.
Keep diving deep.